So you've got the detailed scouting report on this Patriots O-line. How much fun have you had the last couple of weeks of just going through the tape and trying to break things down for all of your line mates?
Man, it's a lot of time. So, you know, I get to take a more detailed look at every single guy. And, you know, I'm trying to find every little clue I can to help out.
And what are some of the things that you've noticed? Is there any kind of particular things you've been able to pick up while, you know, you don't have to give out the entire game plan. I know you don't want to share everything, but, you know, are there certain things where you say, you know, this D-line should have a good matchup against our O-line?
Yeah, definitely. We already figured out a couple things that's going to give us the edge. But they do a real good job, a lot better than other teams as far as making sure they do a lot of stuff the same way. So you can't really get a tell here or there, but it is some flaws, a little bit of flaws, and the guys know about them already.
How much fun do you think that chess match is going to be? Because they obviously know that the defensive line's a strength. That's where the front four of the pass rush is going to come from. How much are you looking forward to the fact that, you know, you want to see what they're going to do to try to counter and then see what Jim Schwartz does to kind of offset that?
Hopefully it's a game of checkers early on for us. But Schwartz, he going to be in his bag. He going to be ready to dial them up. He going to be ready to let us go. And, you know, it's going to be fun to see it.
What makes him such a good coach? I know it's kind of a broad question, right, but you've played for a couple different teams. You've seen how different organizations work.
Yeah.
What makes him a special coach?
He give you enough to make you want to play for him. And when I say that, he stand up in front of the defense. He'll tell you stuff that's personal. He'll get personal with himself. He'll tell you his desires in life. He'll always, you know, have a personal approach on things. And then, you know, he have fun with guys. He laugh with guys. But then he gets serious when he need to get serious. So you kind of fill him out and you kind of know, like, okay, I need to do this. I need to do that. And, you know, he not real uptight. As long as you're doing your job, he real cool to be around. And, you know, he make you want to play for him.
Was there a moment when you realized how special this team could be, that it seemed like that all the pieces were in place for you guys to make a run like this?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what. I think it was, believe it or not, it was Kansas City game.
The week two game that you guys lost.
Yeah, that's when I knew we had something special. I say that because we was down. We never felt like we was losing. It always felt like we was still in it. And that been the way we were playing every game. Whether we was losing or winning, no matter what, it always, even last week, we never panicked on the sideline. Nobody was never like, you know, throwing helmets and screaming and yelling. Everybody's like, all right, okay. We got hit. Let's go hit them back.
How did you guys maintain that sense of calmness, that ease, even after Carson Wentz went down? Because you guys have overcome a lot of injuries, but most teams, once they lose a quarterback, that's like usually the deal breaker.
We've been through it a lot. Like, just like anything else, if you got experience, then you'll be all right under that pressure. We had lost Sproles, we lost JP, we lost Maragos, we lost Jordan Hicks. We've just been losing guys, you know, like the whole season. And, you know, so when it came time, you know, for Carson to go down, it was like, you know, another big loss, but one that we was used to. And we just kind of rallied around Nick, let him know we had his back. He went out there and he lit it up.
How much fun are you looking forward to, or how much are you looking forward to Sunday and, you know, experiencing the atmosphere and seeing what's going to be like with all those flashing lights come kickoff and, you know, you guys get a chance to realize a dream of winning the Super Bowl?
Man, I just pray that I'm playing. I just pray that I'm out there. That's all, man. It's going to be a chance of a lifetime. So I'm just hoping I'm out there.
Steve Means, appreciate your time. Thank you, boss.